An election for the Deputy Speaker's job in the Commons will be held tomorrow. Nigel Evans, who had occupied the role, stood down because he'll go on trial next spring on sex offence charges. Seven Conservative MPs are in the running to replace him, and the hustings are underway in Parliament as I speak. Our political correspondent, Chris Mason, reports.
Order! Do you understand? Do you understand? Stop it!
The outgoing Deputy Speaker, Nigel Evans, proving rather loudly that being elected to chair debates in the House of Commons may involve abandoning tribal party political affiliation and becoming impartial, but it certainly doesn't involve abandoning argument. In a world where the arcane is conventional, where flummery is legion and tradition is revered, here is your World at One guide. Firstly, there is this man, the Speaker, John Bercow.
Order, I say to the Children's Minister, try to calm down and behave like an adult, and if you can't, if it's beyond you, leave the chamber, get out, we'll manage without you.
Mr. Bercow has three deputies. His number two is known as the Chairman of Ways and Means and is currently the Labour MP, Lindsay Hoyle. Number three in the Speaker pecking order is the job that's currently vacant. The number four is the Labour MP, Dawn Primorolo. So what awaits the new Deputy Speaker when the winner is announced tomorrow? Well, chairing debates immediately. The now-retired Labour MP, Sylvia Heal, used to do the job.
It was a scary moment. The other thing is that it happened within hours of the appointment. And that evening, as I went to take over the chair from then-Speaker Martin, he said to me, you are aware of the little ceremony that takes place as we leave the chair, aren't you, Sylvia? And I said, no, afraid not. And so he very hurriedly explained to me what happened.
The new occupant of the role has to come from the government side, so be a Conservative or Liberal Democrat. No Lib Dems are standing, but seven Conservatives have been sounding out fellow MPs. Amongst them, Simon Burns, who gave up a job as a minister to run. His description a few years ago of the man who could soon be his boss, John Bercow, lacked a certain diplomatic finesse. He muttered that Mr. Bercow was a stupid, sanctimonious dwarf. So, appearing on a panel of MPs on the BBC's Daily Politics, he was asked how he'd describe his relationship with the Speaker now.
We have very little to do with each other except in the chamber.
All right.
We will work together professionally if the cards are dealt that way.
The candidate being talked up as the favourite is Eleanor Lang, who has this rather icy observation about Mr. Burns.
If there is a government-backed candidate, it certainly isn't me. I'm not the person who was in the government 5 days ago.
Ouch. It's a remark that offers an insight into the competitive tussle for this job. No longer does a winner emerge after a tap on the shoulder, but instead is elected by fellow MPs, alongside Simon Burns and Eleanor Lang, David Amos, Henry Bellingham, Brian Binley, Nadine Dorries and Gary Streeter are keen on the gig too. So what are the key skills for a deputy speaker? Sylvia Heal remembers the days after she got the job.
I spent that weekend almost in a darkened room with my head poring over portraits and names and getting my family to test me on it. But without fail, I don't think there was a time I didn't go into that chair and quickly scan round the chamber. If there was anybody there that I'd perhaps forgotten, that would be the time to start thinking and finding out, because you can be as sure as you can be that that person would stand up and you'd have to call their name. Sometimes, of course, people would change their hairstyle, grow beards, shave beards off, and just when you thought you'd sorted them out, they went and changed their style.
But with those names and faces just about committed to memory, Mrs. Heal reflects that it was a privilege to do the job.
A friend of mine had a young son at that time, and he said to her, he was about five or six, and he said to her, who's the more important, Mummy, the Prime Minister or Sylvia? And her reply to him was, well, when Sylvia stands up, even the Prime Minister has to sit down.
That report from Chris Mason.